do I empower another person in my life? Hey everyone, Stephanie Costello here, mom of three, wife, animal lover, and entrepreneur. My goal with this podcast is to share healthy intimacy skills. If you feel you are the only one struggling, I promise you are not alone. It's time to take action and make shit happen. Alrighty, today I'm going to take a break from answering some questions, although the topic is a proposed question, and give some coping skills. Something that we often don't do is pull from our toolbox of little skills we were given over our entire life. In my opinion, this should be life skills, communication skills, emotional skills, all those type of important skills we need in daily life, I think should be a class on teaching people through, you know, different grades and ages, because as we age, we have different needs and we need to learn to communicate those different needs and wants and desires. So today I'm going to talk about how do we empower other people. And something I've realized recently, which being, I think it's day 10 now, I missed one day. I was going to do it weekly and I decided to change it to daily. That just that decision alone will empower other people to make the decisions they want to make for themselves and their future. So that was like when, you know, I'm going to speak specifically for myself. I feared so much judgment and worry and who do I think I am to sit there and share what I have to say and think and feel and all my education and experience with the world as if I'm something special. And that was my thought process for a very long time. Like, how do I think I have the right to be able to do this? And that's the beauty of our world nowadays. I do have the right to do this. My thoughts are important and who I am is important. And who I am is going to help empower other people do the same things for themselves. Something we want so badly, especially in the helping field. I am a natural born helper. I've always been the person that wants to help other people's make their other people make their situation better. And, you know, over time, working in the mental health field for about 10 years now in various ways, I have realized I can't force people to want to change. I can work with them and work with them and work with them. But if they're not willing to take the action and make things the things in their life they dislike change, I can't do it for them. I could sit there and work with them and really try to help them work through their resistance and do anything else. But if they are stuck in that circle of change, what are called the stages of change in most people in their situation, you know, the two stages that they work through pretty much stay in most of the time in any challenge they have is the pre-contemplation and the contemplation. And pre-contemplation is like they have no idea there's a problem. They're unhappy, but they don't realize the problem that's making them unhappy. And then contemplation is like, oh, this kind of sucks. Like maybe something is wrong. What is it? And then once they say, what is it? It goes into the rest of working through that challenge. But sometimes they bounce back like, oh no, it's not a problem. And with our fears and our motivation and our empowerment, we are stuck there a lot, especially as women. And I can speak for myself. Maybe I'll have a man someday to help me figure out what their feelings are. I empowered myself through seeing and having the many individuals in my life of watching them stand up and do their thing. And maybe they have a lot of fear, but you can't see it in them because they are working through the resistance and they're just standing up and doing it. Hold on. Excuse me. And so when I was deciding to go live on Facebook, I had to watch hundreds of other people do it first. And it's like, look, they talk so easily. Why can't I? And as soon as you hit the play button or the record button and you're just like, so the thing I was supposed to talk about today, which I'm sure I've stopped going back and listening because then I just self-sabotage myself with all the things that I've listened to before. Anyways, it takes a daily work. It takes daily working on your head trash and not allowing any previous message or story you have had of yourself stuck in that is stuck in your subconscious mindset. Control your here and your now. Your here and your now is all you have, and the things that are surrounded, the people, the love, all the stuff that is surrounded by you that helps you feel like such a good person. Stopping and breathing. That's another thing. Breathing. Just that allows the blood to flow through your body and give you the chance to just stop and be. Stop and be. And who are you without these negative thoughts? As a person, who are you without the head trash? You are strong in who you are. And leading by example is what's going to empower other people to also want to lead by example. I hope this was super helpful. This getting rid of the head trash stuff is a really important coping skill. Really beneficial. Oh, there's the little ones going. For your growth and your health and the health of the others in your life. So I'm going to end there. Please like, share, subscribe. This is a really awesome podcast for people to hear. In the show notes, there is a survey. Go ahead, fill it out. Let's see if I would be a good fit to work with you. I look forward to hearing from you all, and I hope you have an amazing day. Bye.